There once was a very unhappy old man, for things were never right, and thus he grumbled quite a bit. He complained that he had to get up in the morning, and when nighttime came, it was too soon. In winter, he longed for summer, and in summer, for the fall. All in all, the old man was miserable. One day, he stopped at a fruit stand, but things were no better. He left disgusted, but as he did, the fruit seller said, "I wish you new eyes, sir, child eyes." "New eyes," thought the old man as he walked away. "I have never used glasses. My vision has never been sharper." A week later, he again stopped at the fruit stand. The fruit seller had the fruit he didn't want, and did not have the fruit he wanted. As he was leaving, the fruit seller said, "I wish you kingdom eyes, sir." "Kingdom eyes?" This puzzled the old man. But no matter, he was busy, and thus let it pass. Sometime later, the man stopped at the fruit stand once again. It was the same old story. Everything he didn't want, and nothing he wanted. Some things overripe, and others not ripe enough. And as he left, the fruit seller told him, "I wish you treasure-hunting eyes, sir." The old man began to think about what the fruit seller had been saying to him. What did he mean by new eyes, child eyes, kingdom eyes, and treasure-hunting eyes? The next time he went to the stand, he pressed the fruit seller to explain. "Well, you see," the fruit seller began to say, "one day there was a stranger in town. He spoke of many things, but a few things stuck in my mind. He spoke of the kingdom of God being within you, and that to find it, one has to become like a child." On another occasion, the stranger was present, so too was a blind man from birth. He went to the blind man and asked if he wanted to see. And of course, the man said, "Yes." And the blind man's eyes were open, and he delighted in all that he saw. "I spoke to that stranger. Please, sir, give me new eyes." And he responded, "I will. I will give you child eyes, kingdom eyes, and treasure hunting eyes." I thanked him, and he left. That was the last time I saw the man. After 3 whole days, I sort of saw things differently. Where before I only saw darkness, I now saw stars and light. Where before I felt only pain, I now discovered a new joy, a new door to hope. While before I could see nothing worthwhile, now I found much at which to marvel and to be hopeful. Where before I lived in a desert of doubt and despair, now I found a fountain of hope and joy and peace. And when in the past I was irritated with people, now I saw something wonderful in them. Something reminded me of the stranger, and I rejoice. Friends, in today's second reading from Revelation, from our patron John, John sees a new heaven and new earth. He sees a new Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God. And he sees the one who sat on the throne, who says, "Behold, I make all things new." Easter is about a new heaven and a new earth. Easter is about asking him to Easter in us, that like the fruit seller asks the stranger, "Please, sir, give us new eyes." And if we let him Easter in us, if we let him enter in, he will respond to us as he responded to the fruit seller. He will give us new eyes, child eyes, kingdom eyes, treasure-seeking eyes. "Behold, I make all things new." And so our prayer today is that, yes, Holy Good Shepherd, friend of all, life of everyone, open our eyes to see, open our hearts to love, open our person to be who you call us to be.